Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Wednesday, Thursday, golly, Thursday, July 11, 2019. Flyaways are everywhere. It's time for a haircut. How are you? Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depends on wherever you are. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for watching. I am Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat, Thursday edition, and it's 30 in Thursdays, it's leadership issues. Excuse me. That's my Mark Rubio moment. Okay, so, right, that was him. Okay, anyway, moving on. So we're talking about leadership issues, topics in leadership, and today I want to talk about being a success. Being a success. Now, this is going to get a little intense because sometimes we need to be reminded that just how important we understand what success is and how we view it and how we work with it and how we shape our lives around it. And it's going to hurt feelings, but you know what? At some point, the reality is what the reality is. And I understand there's different perceptions of reality, but understand that this is my perception. This is my understanding of life as it is. And in my 50-something years on this planet, whether they like it or not, I've seen quite a bit. That's why I'm a note taker. That's why I'm a note taker. So, someone once said that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Now, are you working toward a predetermined goal? Are you working to do, well, do you know where you're going? Then, yes, you are a success. It's that simple. Are you working towards a predetermined goal? Have you written down your goal? And do you know where you're going with that goal? Do you know how you're going to get there? Then, folks, that's it. You are a success if you can say yes. See, I am a success. I am a success. Because my predetermined goals stop being all about the Benjamins. No, my predetermined goal is about being the father my children need, the husband my wife needs, most of all, to be the leader everyone might not want, but will determine they need. See, all other roles I can no longer change, all the other roles. That is why I stop. That's why I stop there, because I can't change. Well, for those that don't get it, the only role I can change are the only roles I can change, roles, are those that are impacting the future. See, I can no longer change my roles of the past. I can't change any of that. I can't change my role of being a nephew. I can't change my role of being a cousin, a son, or a brother. I can't do that. But I can change the role of being a father. And I can change the roles in the lives of the future, those that are impacted by the future. My daughter, my son, my nieces, my nephews, my students, and their future. So understand that we can only impact the future. The past is done. The past is done. And sometimes we have to purge the past to move forward. It's part of life, it's part of the deal, it's part of being on the road to success. So when that past is no longer bogging you down, then you're good to go. I'm gonna share you a story. I was one day in a grocery store and I was walking from one side of the grocery store to another. And then I heard, I'm there for one thing. Guys don't like going to grocery stores. So I didn't, but I had to. I was there to pick up dinner. So I was walking across and I heard somebody say something and I put it out of my mind because I don't know anybody and it's none of their business what I'm doing there, really, truly. So I continue going and now I hear the voices again and again. It's two voices now, and I'm still not paying attention because they're not talking to me. Finally, I get to where I'm going over in the produce section, and I'm looking at stuff, and then I look over, and somebody calls my name. So I look over, it's my uncle. It's my father's brother, my uncle. And I was like, oh, hey, hi there, how are you doing? I hadn't talked to him in a couple of years, I hadn't seen him in a while. And then it finally clicked. It's like, oh, I know what they were saying. No, you think you're too good to talk to people, you don't talk to people anymore. It's like, you know what? I didn't pay attention. So it wasn't that I thought I was too good. It's just, you know what? I didn't care. So then right away he looks at me and says, wow, you've lost weight. And I was like, well, yeah, thanks. You want to know how my kids are doing? You want to know how I'm doing? You want to know how my wife is doing? No, he just harped on that. And I was like, well, okay, all right. I'm doing fine, by the way. Thank you very much. My kids are excellent. My wife, fantastic. But he never got on that. He quickly jumped on something because, again, this is my uncle. And so you'll get it here. He says, have you talked to your father lately? And I go, no, I haven't talked to him in a couple of years because, again, I'm not going to get into that now. We've had a falling out. And he goes, well, I did. I talked to him yesterday. And it's like, I don't want to hear it. And he looked at me like, no, I talked to him yesterday. And it's like, I don't want to hear it. And, whoa, he got in a huff, turned around, walked away, all upset at me. See, why would he be upset at me? Because I didn't want to hear what he had to say about my father. Well, for one, here's why. See, he is stuck in the past. See, I cannot go back, but for him, that's all he has left. Because that is where and when he was respected. That was when he was valued. That's when also he was intimidating, and that's when he was feared. Now, times are different. I took that away from him, and guess what? If he ever saw me since, or him or his wife ever saw me ever since, that was the second voice, they've made absolutely certain that they kept their mouth shut. Because I was through, because I stopped following the family party line, because I stopped conforming. That's right. The opposite, folks, the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice. The opposite of courage in our society is conformity, is conforming. That's being a coward. That's the opposite of courage. I guess that's the equivalent, but that is the opposite of courage, is being a conformist. So why are people stuck in a mindset of conformity? Simple, because most people, and I mean truly believe that they are the product of their circumstances, what others have done to them, that their value is based on what other people that do not give a damn about them care and think. That's where it's at. That's why they're stuck in a mindset of conformity. Because if I don't rattle the cage, nobody will talk bad about me. Guess what? Dave's rattling the cage because we need to. See, there is a commonality also among conformists, among those that are conformists. And no, it's not cowardice. It's something else. It's that they do not accept responsibility. They don't accept responsibility. They refuse to accept responsibility. And so therefore, they're stuck in that conformist mindset because it's all happening to them. It's being done to them. And they're accepting no responsibility to the fact that, hey, they could stop it at any moment. So let me ask you this question. Who succeeds? Who succeeds? Well, the only person who succeeds is the person who is progressively realizing a worthy goal, a worthy ideal, a goal. See, people who have goals will succeed. When they succeed, they continue to succeed because they keep creating new goals. And the cycle keeps repeating itself. And it will continue to repeat for as long as that man or that woman with the goals continues to have goals. See, those that do not have goals, well, they will continue to fail because they are not determining their future. They're not setting down in stone and writing their future because they live with a mindset of, oh, well, someone else will do it for me, or, oh, someone else is doing it, or someone will take care of me. They have to take care of me. No one has to do anything for anybody, especially for people that do not want to do it for themselves. I mean, seriously, I'm trying to raise a family here. I'm trying to get them in the right direction, and I'm trying to tell them and show them that hard work is going to get you someplace. And then some schmo comes along and says, no, just give it to me. Because I'm so-and-so. No, it doesn't work that way. See, success is never just handed over. See, the only key to success and failure is we become what we think about. We've heard that before. We've heard that lots of times. We become what we think about. Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius once said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it. Ralph Waldo Emerson, a man is what he thinks about all day long. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, he wrote this thing called The Great Law. If you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results. That simple fact is at the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. In three words, believe and succeed. It's that simple. We become what we think about. And on the other side, it stands to reason that any person who has no goals, who does not know where they're going, or assumes that others will help them along, and whose thoughts must therefore be thoughts of confusion, anxiety, fear, and worry, becomes what they think about. their life becomes a fully loaded bag of frustration, fear, anxiety, and worry. And I ask you, what kind of life is that? That's no kind of life. Seriously, if they think about nothing positive all day long, they quickly become nothing positive, and nobody wants to deal with that. See, rest assured, it is a sad existence. It is a sad existence to live in that. And it happens because we plant in our mind, what we plant in our mind is what we grow. We plant fear, anxiety, negativity, and then we are promptly, aptly, and richly rewarded with fear, anxiety, and negativity. And guess what? All of that is free. Yep, there's no cost to allowing fear, anxiety, worry, confusion, and all that negativity to grow in our mind. However, there are other things that are free. And yet far too many people put far too little value on something that is free. Negativity is free, but everybody loves that. Everybody loves it. But guess what else is free? Positivity is free. See, and people will shun, they'll make fun of it, they'll attempt to knock down positivity, while at the same time freely, wantonly showering themselves in all that negativity they can carry. Oh, they love pouring all that misery down on themselves. And why? Because again, conformity. Everyone they know is miserable. Everyone they know that is miserable talks bad about those that are trying to make it happen. I promise you, that's what's happening. Say no, it's happening. Trust me. Of course, no one wants to be the butt of the jokes. So guess what they do? They don't want to be made fun of. So guess what? They conform. That's right. They conform because they already hear how ugly somebody else is talking about somebody who's trying to do good. They don't want to be part of that ugliness, but that's okay. Folks, I cannot tell you the countless lonely nights my wife and I spent because we could not stand around being all that negativity. We could not stand around being all that backbiting, infighting, talking bad about each other behind each other's back, sometimes in the same room. All that negativity. No, we opted out of that. Let me tell you another little story. An uncle called me one time and said, hey, you need to come to somebody else's birthday party, a little two-year-old's birthday party, because that's the family thing to do. It was expected of me to do because it was a family. And I'll tell you one thing, it was a very extended part of the family. If somebody was mean, somebody I did not liked by me, you know, I can blow the snow job on anybody else. I don't like that individual. I never have. But it was the family thing to do. I should therefore go. No. Now guess what? That's all right. We didn't go. And guess what? To this day, we made it through. We're still here together. We're still here and together, unlike what others expected and wanted or still want. There's still some people out there that are doing every little thing they can to ensure that, you know, but it happens. It happens. That's that pettiness in people. It's that expectation of conformity that truly does not make sense, especially for someone that wants to change, someone that does not want to toe the party line because that is what you are expected to do. That's nonsense. See, eventually familiarity breeds contempt because we are not stepping outside the societal norms because people, especially those that refuse to use more than 10% of their brain, it's a scientific fact, most people use only 10% of their brain, but they will never break free of the familiarity of contempt, because it's too scary, or what will others think, or so-and-so is going to make fun of me. Well, you know what? That's nonsense, folks. It's not rocket science. What it is common sense. Common sense when it comes to being a better human being. Common sense to being a better leader. Common sense to just wanting to be better than you were yesterday. Not because somebody else looks like wants you to be. No, because you truly want to be better than you were yesterday. And that means you have to, well, cast off living with conformity. The time has come to getting out there and achieving what you want to become. Break the chains that are holding you back. And if you can imagine it, it's been said before, you can achieve it. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Write it down. Write down a goal. Write down an ideal. And look at it every day and work on it every day. Give yourself 30 days and see what happens. You might just actually realize that, hey, it's time to set another goal after 30 days because things are getting better. You work on it. You consciously work at it. Folks, my name is Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat, Thursday edition, Leadership, and we're talking about being a success. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your evening. I know it's a lot to digest, but again, work at it. Dave, take care. We'll talk to you on Friday.